You see, God exists for His cause, not ours. He's a God of wonders. He's not a God of favors. He's the king over all. He's not the butler or gopher of a few. He's the master who rules us. He's not a magician who entertains us. He won't be leashed. He won't be tamed. He won't be decaffeinated. He won't be domesticated. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. He won't fit in a box. And that bothers some of us. In fact, some people say, you know what? I cannot come to faith. I cannot come to faith because God has done some things I cannot understand. Now think about that. Think about the logic of that sentence. I cannot come to faith because God has done some things that I cannot understand or cannot accept. You know what that means? That means that person wants a God who is smaller than they are. They want a God that they can package, that they can put. That means the stick figure has drawn a picture of a little God and said, okay, now I've got my own little God. He's not going to surprise me. He's not going to stun me. I know where he's going tomorrow. Do you really want a God that small? Do you really? Don't you need a God who can turn a driverless cart and guide those milk cows? Don't you have problems that you need that are so big that you need a big God? Your God won't fit in a box, and your God won't share your worship. He refuses to. You shall have no other gods before me. That command still holds the number one spot on the Ten Commandments. It's not been bumped down to number 3 or number 8. Still number 1.